Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're kicking off the day focused on the debt ceiling drama. The nation's borrowing limit needs to be lifted in the next month or so, and House and Senate Republicans and the Trump administration have no idea and no plan how it's going to get done. The White House has signaled to Hill leaders that it's fine with a clean increase, lifting the debt cap without other provisions. This won't fly with many conservative members of the House and Senate who want some sort of policy concessions. House and Senate Republicans tell us they have not decided on a strategy as of yet. The theory now is that the Senate will pass a clean debt ceiling increase and jam the House with it. That seems to be risky, and aides are definitely worried.
The big news of the morning is what President Trump said last night in his address to the nation about the war in Afghanistan. The New York Times reports that Trump grilled his generals about the troop increase before giving in, frustrated with the fact that America was losing the war. Eliana Johnson, meanwhile, reports that Trump swallowed a bitter pill on Afghanistan only after a months-long review. She writes, "If there was a worldview behind the remarks, it was what Trump called a principled realism, devoted to rooting out terrorists without building up the countries that host them. A balance between the president's isolationist tendencies and the neoconservative ideology that animated the last Republican administration." Meanwhile, Breitbart is out with some scathing headlines for Trump this morning, including Trump's America First, base unhappy with flip-flop Afghanistan speech, and his McMaster's voice. Is Trump's Afghanistan policy that different from Obama's?
The Afghani government is applauding Trump's speech. The Afghan ambassador to the U.S. called it a 10 out of 10. Alex Eisenstadt is in Phoenix reporting on how nervous Republicans are expected to rally with Trump tonight, with the widespread expectation he will go after sitting Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Republicans have said they'll stand with Flake. One early sign of that, the Senate Leadership Fund, a super PAC closely aligned with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is set to release a blistering digital ad campaign that targets former State Senator Kelly Ward. Ward is running against Flake for the Republican nomination. And if things weren't already dramatic enough in Arizona, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio told Politico Monday he doesn't know if Trump will grant him a pardon this week, but he is keeping his calendar open.
McClatchy's got a piece up about Trump aides plotting a big immigration deal, pushing him to protect young people brought into the country illegally as children. The idea? Use that as a bargaining chip for a larger immigration deal. This would break a campaign promise when Trump vowed to deport so-called dreamers. And Speaker Paul Ryan faced local peppering last night in his first town hall since 2015. Some interesting bites from Ryan include him saying he is pleased with Trump's decision on the new Afghanistan strategy. He thinks Trump's comments on Charlottesville were, quote, much more morally ambiguous, much more confusing, and I do think he could have done better. I think he needed to do better. Ryan also said he will not support censuring Trump.
Morning Money's Ben White details Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin's wife Louise Linton facing criticism over an Instagram post that showed the two getting off a government plane for a trip to Kentucky. Ben writes that Linton hashtagged just about everything she was wearing, including her hashtag Tom Ford sunglasses and hashtag Hermes scarf. A commenter on the post said, quote, glad we could pay for your little getaway, hashtag deplorable. That apparently sent Linton off. In a long response, she said, quote, have you given more to the economy than me or my husband? I'm pretty sure we paid more taxes toward our day trip than you did. Thanks for your passive-aggressive nasty comment. Linton's Instagram account is now private. Welcome to the government, guys.
And in the juice, Laura Ingraham was spotted at the Sinclair Broadcast Group offices meeting with David Smith, the company's executive chairman. American Action Network is doubling down on tax reform. The group is running ads in 34 congressional districts as part of a $1 million radio campaign running through the end of the month. Six of the districts will be up with a Spanish version. And Ross Levinson has been named the new publisher and CEO of the Los Angeles Times as part of a dramatic shakeup. Jim Kirk, a veteran Chicago news executive who was publisher and editor of the Chicago Sun-Times until last week, was named interim editor of the paper. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.